Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat mga kaibigan, mga kapatiran, at patuloy tayo sa ating God's Word for Today devotional this morning, sa John chapter 19, verse 7 to 11, and this is the chunk of verses that we can see and discover that si Pilato ay nagkaroon ng delusion of power. Let us read sa ating talata this morning, sa John chapter 19, verse 7 to 11. Sumagot sa kanya ang mga Hudiyo, "Kami mayroong isang kautusan, at ayon sa kautusan yun ay dapat siyang mamatay, sapagkat inaangkin niya na siya ay anak ng Diyos." Nang marinig ni Pilato ang salitang ito, ay lalo siyang natakot. Siya ay muling pumasok sa palasyo ng gobernador at sinabi kay Jesus, "Taga saan ka?" Ngunit hindi siya sinagot ni Jesus. Kaya't sinabi sa kanya ni Pilato, "Ayaw mong mapikig-usap sa akin? Hindi mo ba alam na ako'y may kapangyarihang ikaw ay pakawalan at may kapangyarihang ikaw ay ipako sa cross?" Sumagot si Jesus sa kanya, "Hindi ka magkaroon ng anumang kapangyarihan laban sa akin, malibang ito'y binigay sa iyo mula sa itaas. Kaya't ang nagdala sa akin sa iyo ay may mas malaking kasalanan." As I said, Pilate has a delusional view sa kanyang kapangyarihan, sa kanyang pwesto. Now we come to this point wherein ang mga Hudiyo, commonly called Jews, which include Israel's political and religious leaders, na they had successfully conspired against Jesus up to this point, na dinala nila sa palasyo ni Pilato. And we know na ito po ay bahagi ng kalooban ng Panginoon that they will do this to him. And then, kanilang inexplain kay Pilato that Jesus committed an act of blasphemy. Bakit? Because Jesus claims of being the Son of God. Na ito po ay, para sa kanila, it was so vile and because of that, justifiable ito for them to brutally execute him. So, hindi sila papayag that Jesus i-scourge lang siya, saktan lang siya, and then pakawalan. They really would like to see Jesus being crucified. Dito, nakikita natin that si Pilato ay mayroong pagdadalong isip. Perhaps the Jews did not realize it, that doubts are in the minds of Pilate. Maski makita natin sa Matthew chapter 27:19 na sinabihan si Pilato ng kanyang asawa about his worries or her worries about the prospect of harming Jesus. So nung narinig niya ito, narinig ni Pilato that si Panginoon Kristo ay nag-claim na siyang anak ng Diyos, nagkaroon siya ng takot. He was worried. He was afraid. Bakit? Because si Pilato ay nag-embrace siya ng superstitious belief about the Romans. In the Roman mythology, ang kanilang paniwala sa Roman mga myths about gods, mayroon silang paniwala that mayroong mga demigods, mga kalahating tao at kalahating Diyos na mga sinasamba or pinaniwalaan ng mga Romano. Itong mga demigods na to ay they are men who have one divine parent. Kaya nga, sa kanyang isip, to abuse a demigod could bring the wrath of that God. This was the reason why na si Pilato ay natakot at nagtanong, "Saan ka talaga galing? Where are you from?" And based upon this passage, si Panginoon Kristo ay nanahimik lamang. He did not answer Pilate. Sa korte na to, we call this a kangaroo court. It was unjustifiable. It was illegal. So itong kangaroo court na to, Jesus simply left these questions unanswered. He only replies sa mga tanong that are essential. You can see that in Matthew chapter 26, verse 63 to 66. But this time, hindi niya sinagot because it was not one of those times na kailangan niyang sagutin. Nalalaman niya na si Pilato had no interest in deep thinking over these issues. Hindi siya interesado. When in fact, sinabi niya sa mga religious leaders, "You have your law, judge him according to your law." Gusto kong manahimik dito. But the Jews were insistent. So having been unfamiliar with the Jewish scriptures or prophecies, walang rason na si Panginoon Kristo makigdebate sa kay Pilato or to explain it to Pilate those nuances. Kasi po alam na ni Panginoon Kristo kung ano po yung mangyayari sa dulo. How these things will turn out. So in other words, si Panginoon Kristo was really not to follow so-called hindi importante, hindi relevant na mga tanong. That's why he was silent. Now, because he did not answer, na-frustrated si Pilato. Pilate resorted to intimidating Jesus. At sinabi niya kay Panginoon Hesukristo, "You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you?" Parang ba siya nag-iabang na wala ka bang hindi niyo alam na may uturid ako na magbibigyan ka ng kalayaan o mamatay ka by crucifixion. In this statement, we really can see how he believed and thought na he calls the shot. Parang siya yung may uturidad talaga. Pero ang tanong, is he really the authority of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ? Katulad din sa mga Hudyo, the religious leaders who conspired against Jesus, they thought that he had the authority. They thought that he had the power to judge and to illegally convict the Lord Jesus Christ. They were also delusioned according or in the same manner, katulad ni Pilato. Si Pilato naniwala that he could either choose to have Jesus executed or Jesus to be released. Pero the ultimate cause of these events ay hindi nadiktahan sa isang otoridad katulad ni Pilato. Hindi po sa isang kapangyarihan katulad ni Pilato. Ang masagot lang natin talaga dito bakit po nahuli si Panginoon Kristo. He was scourged until this time he was humiliated. Ang sagot lang po dito is that he followed the will of the Father. It's God's will. And ang kalooban ng Panginoon is driven by His permissive will, or ang kalooban ng Panginoon ay ma-express minsan ang permissiveness ng Panginoon na ipahintulot niya ang mga manipulations sa ibang tao to fulfill His purposes. Kaya nga dito, although makikita natin yung galit ng mga Roman soldiers, galit ng mga tao sa paligid, God could have easily changed the directions of the events, but hindi, because he permitted this to happen. Jesus will undergo all this. Kayan, all these mockeries, all these unjust treatments, dadaanan ni Panginoong Kristo. And I hope that it's not redundant sa inyo. Hindi kayo nabubored na makikinig na si Panginoon Kristo ay namatay para sa ating kasalanan. Siya po ay hinatulan sa kasalanan na hindi niya naman ginagawa because Jesus did not commit any sin. And I hope that you're not tired of hearing this. I hope that you're not bored because this is the good news. Tayo po ay makasalanan. Tayo po ay dapat hatulan na tayo po mamatay sa cross. But Jesus chose it for us. Siya po yung kusang nagbigay ng kanyang sarili para po magsakripisyo para sa ating kasalanan. let's not be delusion, folks, like Pilate and the Jews. We don't have the power. They are just limited instruments that serve a purpose in the history of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, coming here in this world to save sinners like us. Sana po sa ating pangangaral sa hapong ito o sa umaga ito ay magkaroon tayo ng isang attitude na hindi tayo magyayabang, hindi tayo mag-claim ng anuman na kapangyarihan o anuman na bagay because hindi atin ito, hindi si kay Panginoon Jesu Kristo. If He allows it to happen, it will happen. Kung hindi ina-allow niya, it will not happen. But thank God because He is a holy and a righteous God. Whatever happens, it's always for His glory. Para sa ating kabutihan, everything works together for good to us who loves Him. Ang kabutihan na to ay hindi na parang it will make us better than others or it will make us proud, but no, it is done by the Lord in order for us to be like Jesus, to be conformed to the image of His Son. May God bless us as we conclude sa ating devotional this morning. Panginoon, salamat po for this reminder about the delusion of Pilate. And I pray na hindi namin masunod ang kanyang halimbawa, kanyang pinakita, Lord, that as if we have the power really because we don't have. It's only You can use our ordinary lives in order to have an impact on the lives of others. Thank You for this truth, Lord, that You have discovered this morning and continue to remind us of this truth, not only for today, but every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.